Olinda presents this unabridged recording of Dewey, A Beginner's Guide, written by David L. Hildebrand and read by Christine Williams. To understand Dewey's mature psychology and philosophy of experience, let us briefly consider several important philosophical and psychological influences near the start of Dewey's career. Philosophically, Dewey began as a Hegelian idealist. His graduate study of Hegelianism in the 1880s with George Sylvester Morris offered Dewey hope that long-standing divisions between subject and object, matter and spirit, the divine and the human, could be overcome. Later Works, Volume 5, page 153. Hegelianism inspired Dewey to believe that all kinds of human experience, bodily, psychical, imaginative, and practical, could be explained as integrated parts of whole dynamic persons. Though Dewey eventually leaves Hegelianism behind, for experimentalism, his early study of Hegel inculcated in Dewey a fundamental bent toward interpreting phenomena in synthetically organized ways, as later chapters on morality, politics, education, etc. will show. This approach, overcoming dualisms and reaching new syntheses, remains central to Dewey's approach for the remainder of his career. It was also during this period that Dewey ambitiously pursued studies in psychology. He had high hopes for this new discipline's ability to describe and explain experience. At this time, he referred to psychology as the completed method of philosophy. Early Works, Volume 1, page 157. Though he later downgrades this lofty estimation of psychology's potential, it nevertheless remains for Dewey one of the most important ways that solid scientific fact can be put in conceptual connection with more free-form philosophical theories.